This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 78 people are dead and dozens more injured after a stampede in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Yemen's Houthi rebels say the stampede happened late Wednesday at an event to distribute financial aid in the old city of Sana'a. An official says the event was organized by merchants without coordination with the local authorities. Two witnesses told the Associated Press the tragedy was sparked when armed Houthis fired into the air in an attempt at crowd control, apparently striking an electrical wire and causing it to explode. The donations amounted to just about $9 per person. The Interior Ministry says two organizers have been detained. There was fighting in Sudan's capital on Wednesday night, despite both sides announcing they would abide by a new 24-hour ceasefire. A previous attempt at a truce failed a day earlier. The new ceasefire attempt came as alarm was growing that millions of Sudanese were on the brink of disaster from the past 5 days of warfare between the country's two most powerful generals. The fighting grew less intense in the first hours after the ceasefire took effect, with sporadic clashes continuing in the city center. The U.S. medically approved abortion pill mifepristone will continue to be available for now, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito on Wednesday paused court rulings that limited access to the pill. Those lower court decisions came after anti-abortion groups challenged the drug's two-decade-long regulatory approval. Alito's decision gives the justices more time to consider requests by President Joe Biden's administration and the pill's manufacturer to block an April 7th injunction issued by conservative District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek in Texas that would greatly limit the availability of mifepristone while the case is litigated.
This is VOA News. Older Americans and people with weak immune systems can get an extra COVID-19 booster dose this spring. The story from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The CDC has signed off on a more flexible booster schedule for people who remain at the highest risk from COVID-19. People 65 or older who have already had an updated bivalent booster can roll up their sleeves again as long as it's been at least 4 months. The schedule is a little different for people with weak immune systems. Most can choose a second updated booster at least 2 months after the first. Only 42% of Americans 65 and older and just 20% of all adults have gotten an updated booster since September. I'm Shelley Adler.
The United Nations says of 67 million children partially or fully missed routine vaccinations around the world between 2019 and 2021. Because of lockdowns and healthcare disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. A report Wednesday issued by the United Nations Children's Fund says 48 million missed out on routine vaccines entirely, raising concerns about potential polio and measles outbreaks. UNICEF says vaccine coverage among children declined in 112 countries, while the percentage of children vaccinated worldwide slipped 5 points to 81%, the lowest number since 2008. The report also raised concerns about a drop in people's confidence in vaccines. Scientists are racing to collect data to understand how the fastest warming place on Earth is changing and what those changes could mean for the planet's future. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The world's northernmost research station, located in Ny-Ålesund, a tiny town high above the Arctic Circle on Norway's Svalbard archipelago, is also the fastest warming place on Earth. Scientists have been collecting meteorological data at the Ny-Ålesund research station for over 40 years. But nowadays, researchers hoping to harvest ice cores are finding glaciers inundated by water.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. A rare solar eclipse will cross over remote parts of Australia, Indonesia, and East Timor on Thursday. The hybrid solar eclipse will stretch from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. The celestial event will shift between a total solar eclipse and a ring of fire eclipse as the moon's shadow moves across the Earth's surface. These kinds of eclipses happen about once a decade when the moon and the sun are almost exactly the same size in the sky. Other eclipses coming up in October and next April will pass over millions of people in the Americas. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.